Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Chaim Hillowitz. Maseches Sota has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel Le'ilui Nishmas, Ephraim Eliyahu ben Yosef and Chana Bas Shmuel Halevi.
Sota Daf Chav Dalet. As we begin the fourth perek, the Mishnah here makes a list of women who, on account of their marital status or other physical issues that they have, they're called into question for them to be candidates to be sotas who are going to be able to drink the May Sota. And the Mishnah in each of these cases gives us the halacha whether or not these women may be shosa the May Sota, and also whether or not they receive their ksuba. And we see some situations in which, even though they're not shosa, they still do receive their ksuba, and some situations in which the Mishnah tells us lo shosos v'lo notlos ksubasan. And there are some cases here which is a machlokas tanoim as to whether or not they may be shosa and or receive their ksuba. And there, the basic premise of the mission would seem to be that a woman who is not able to be shosa because of her status or because of her physical nature, is the question of whether or not she receives her ksuba is going to depend on whether or not it is her fault, it is on her account that she's not able to drink, or whether or not it's the Baal's fault, or the Baal has no taina on her that she's not able to drink. And therefore, for example, the Mishnah says that if the Baal says any mashke, or the Baal is bala baderech, and because he's not menukum yavon, he cannot be mashke, so in that situation, he has to be to pay her ksuba. The first case in the Mishnah, the Baal mechof gimel amud beis, is the case of Arusov Shemeres Yavam, where the Mishnah tells us unequivocally that these women are not notlos ksubasa. And the question here is, why is this? Why is it that the fact that she's an Arusa, and the pasuk, as the Mishnah tells us, is memayed her from being shosa, because it says Isha Prat La Arusa, is a reason for us to say that it's the woman's fault, that it should be at the expense of the woman, that she may not drink, that she loses her ksuba. This is a question that Rishonim take up. Why is it that the Arusa and the Shemeres Yavam are said to be the ones who are at fault, and therefore they cannot take their ksuba? So the first one that we'll discuss who deals with this question is Tosus. The first Tosus in the Perek, Devar Maskel of Shomeres Yavam, quotes the Yerushalmi that addresses this question. The Yerushalmi is actually coming to answer a question within the Mishnah. Later we see the Shita of Beis Shammai, that the Mishnah tells us that in the case of Meisu Ba'alein, in the case of a woman who was a sota, and she was prepared to drink, and before the husband was able to be mashka her, the husband died, Beis Shammai is of the opinion that she does receive her ksuba in that situation. And the Gemara explains, enough, chavhei, the reason for this is because shtar ha'omed ligvos k'gavoy dami, because she had a shtar ksuba, and it was questionable whether or not she deserved her ksuba because she was a sota. So then, if we're unable to resolve that suffix because the Baal is now dead and he cannot be mashka her, so Beis Shammai is of the opinion it's kigavidom, it's kilu she already has the ksuba, and a makam suffix, she's the muchzak, and she receives her ksuba. On this, Yerushalmi asks, why don't we say the same thing for an arusa? Why don't we say the arusa is muchzekes in her ksuba because of the ksuba that she was already given as an arusa? And now that she's unable to drink, she should be allowed to take her ksuba. Parenthetically, we should point out that the ksos ha-choshen and choshen mishpat simen pei gimel, offers an answer to the Yerushalmi's question. He says that the question doesn't really start. The yisod there he wants to say is, Yerushalmi shita, the shtar ha-obligvos ha-gavidomi is only true on the type of shtar which grants the malva, or grants the person who's the beneficiary of the shtar, a shibud nechasim. Not only does he have a shibud aguf on the mischayiv to be able to collect from the bnei chorin the property of the mischayiv, but he even has a shibud nechasim, that all the nechasim that are that do belong and even can be have been sold by the mischayiv are available for the malva, for the beneficiary to take for to pay off his chov. And since Beis Shammai is of the opinion that this is only a kigavi dom, and something which has a shibud nechasim and not shibud aguf, that's the answer here as well, because the Rambam says that the ksuba of an arusa is only on bnei chorin, not on mishubadim. There's no shibud nechasim, the ksuba of an arusa. Only the ksuba of a nesua carries within it a shibud nechasim, and therefore, since the ksuba of an arusa has no shibud nechasim, only shibud of bnei chorin, that is why the arusa has no taina of kigavi domi, even according to Beis Shammai. That is parenthetical. It would seem the Yerushalmi held not like this hanacha that the halacha of kigavi domi is only dependent on a shtar, which has shibud nechasim. And even that's the question Yerushalmi asks. And the Yerushalmi answers, and this Tosas brings in the first line, Yodas haisa she'en arusa shosa, v'lam hechnisa atzma l'misbek hazeh ha'meruba, Meaning that Arusa knows that because of her status as an Arusa, she's not going to be able to drink. And if she's not going to be able to drink and clear her name and come out being mutter to the Baal, so when she comes in the situation of Stira, and she runs the risk of being seen and the Edom coming and telling us that there was Stira, so there'll be no way out. There'll be a dead end. There's no way for her to get out of that Isser of Sota, of Kinev Stira, which she will have caused upon herself. And therefore, when she enters the situation, she knows she's undertaking upon herself that in the event that it's found out, then she won't be able to drink the Mesota, and therefore she runs the risk of the Ksuba. That's considered to be her fault that she undertook that suffix. That's the Pshat Yerushalmi as to why the Arusa and the Shemar Shavim do not deserve their Ksuba. Now Rashi's opinion in this regard is a bit more complicated. Rashi here in the Mishnah, in Chav Gimel Mabez, in Divrei Ma'aseh Vo Notos Ksuba, starts off saying a svara which is somewhat comparable to what Tosis says. He writes, Shehi garma la'aser atzma olav, shenistra achar kinoi, dimikine ve'ister lo imayit. Even though the Mishnah is memayit the Arusa from the possibility of being shosa, but Zavur in the Gemara, that there's still an iser of kinev estira, that we can give the woman a shem sota, even as an Arusa, to aser her on the Baal. And because when she has kinev estira, she enters that iser, she becomes a sota who's aser to the Baal, and it's her fault. As Rashi says, shehi garma la'aser atzma, she causes the iser upon herself. Therefore, it makes sense that it's her fault that she doesn't have the claim to her ksuba. And this is similar to what Rashi says later on as well in the Mishnah, he writes over there as well, the stirasa gomala leesra love, and therefore the woman has no taina on a ksuba. So this is as far which is reasonable. That's why we would assume the woman should lose her ksuba, because she is not able to be shosa, and she is usher as a result of her maisim that she caused upon herself. However, Rashi goes on, and at the end of the Rashi in Chav Gimel Amud Beis, he writes a different svara. The reason that Shemeres Yavam, even if we assume the Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa is muteres to the Yavam, and therefore she is not garim to ask herself on the Baal, because even after this nos of Shemeres Yavam, at least, she remains mutter to the Baal. Still, the Mishnah says that she doesn't take her ksuba. Rashi wonders why this would be. There's no taina that she was garim and iser upon herself in a case of Shemeres Yavam. And Rashi writes at the bottom there, lo bayi leminsa v'isha zona v'hivsida ksubasa. The Baal has a taina. No, it is the fault of the Shemeres Yavam, because since Shemeres Yavam is now a Savik Zona, because she had Stira and she's suspected of having this nos with the Baal, so now the Baal can say, I don't want to marry you, I'm not interested in doing Yibam on a woman who is a suspected Zona, and therefore it's your fault for creating that shame upon yourself of a Zona, and you lose your Ksuba. And the Beis HaLevi in a Tshuva, which really will, Mirtz Hashem referred to this Tshuva, the Beis HaLevi, several times when we learn our parak here, because it's really makif many of the sugyos. In our perek, Beis HaLevi in Chelek Beis Him and Mem says, Zachor Rashi sos himself from beginning to the end. Beginning Rashi said the reason that the woman is not notel ksubasa is because she's garim the Isser. At the end Rashi offers a whole different reason, even if there wouldn't be garim and Isser, but still the Baal can say that she's a zona and he's not interested in marrying her, and therefore she loses her ksuba. And Rashi himself on the Gemara, the first Rashi on the Gemara Chavdalam and Aleph, also explains that the Gemara's diuk, that the woman is usher as a result of the kinu vestira, even when she's in a rooster of Shemeres Yavam, Rashi writes there, midikaton lo notos ksuba. It's Masha and Rashi there, that only the only reason, the only basis that we can say that the woman doesn't have her ksuba is because the kinu and the stira ushered her on the husband. But Rashi himself, this is not true. Rashi himself here says, there's another reason, another spur as to why the Baal can claim he's putter from the ksuba, because he can say, I don't want to marry an isha zona. So what's going on? So Beis HaLevi suggests that it could be the beginning of Rashi, as well as the Rashi in Nef Chav Dalet in the Gemara, the first Rashi in the Gemara there. He's talking about an Arusa who's usher to the Baal after the Kinev Estira, after the possibility of Znus, because she's a full Eshes Ish. Then Rashi's saying a simpler time, comparable to the time of Tosfos, that the fact that she's usher is a simon for us to say that she cannot get her Ksuba, because she is at fault for having caused this Isra upon herself, which she has no way out of. However, in Shemeres Yavam, where if we are of the opinion that Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa, it is mutter to miyabim her, there Rashi was bothered that this is not the case. She is mutter to the Baal. The Baal cannot say that it's her fault that there's an Isra, because the Isra doesn't exist. So why then does she lose her Ksuba? There Rashi came up with the other time of Laboy Lamintz of Isha Zona. However, the Beis Halevi says this is not Meniach Hasadas, this is not enough. Because this Etzem Tam that Rashi says, L'boi L'mitzv Isha Zona, is very questionable. Since when do we find that because the Baal says the woman is a Zona, she doesn't get her Ksuba? If the woman was Mazana prior to the marriage, and in a way that she doesn't become Aser in the Baal. Similarly to over here, the Shemer Yavim is Mazana in an open, she doesn't become Aser to the Baal. So certainly the Baal has no Taina Bechlau that she loses her Ksuba, he shouldn't have to give her a Ksuba. And even if we'll say here it's different, in that we're talking about Shemeres Yavam, and this Yavam didn't pick this woman to marry her, she was just Nofa Lafon of Liibam, and therefore he has a stronger taina to say that he doesn't want to marry an Isha Zona, but still he says, Lomatsinu such a Svara, the Beis Halevi asks, that even a woman who's Nofa Lafon of Liibam, if she was previously a Zona in her previous history, that the Yavam could say he doesn't want to pay her Ksuba. If there wasn't Kine Vestira in this Yibam itself, if simply she had a history of being a Zona, certainly the Yavam has no taina Bechlal to be mafsit her Ksuba on the basis of her reputation, and these other reasons as well why this time is very difficult. Therefore, the Beis Halevi suggests a different Havona in Rashi. Really, Rashi is of the opinion that the only reason that we would say that a woman will lose her Ksuba is because she was the Gorim of the Isser, as Rashi wrote at the beginning, as well as on Daf Chav Dalad on the Gemara, that only a woman who is Usser, and as a result of her Meisin, she becomes Usser without a way of being able to clear her name, she loses her Ksuba. And in fact, even if we'll say that Shemeres Yom Shazinsa is Muteres Liyavma, that Mitzad, the Etzem Znus, shall be Muteres, but as we'll explain in a few moments, Rashi holds that still the Kinui Vistira of the Sota that Shemeres Yom has, that will succeed in asking her on the Baal. And therefore we don't need to find a separate reason as to why the Shemeres Yom lose her Ksuba, the same way the Arusa, Rashi wrote at the beginning, because she was Gorim to ask herself on the Baal, therefore, it makes sense she should lose her Ksuba. Similarly, the Shemeres Yavam is also the Gorim of the Isser on the Yavam, and therefore she should lose her Ksuba. Where Rashi then at the end, in the last two lines, when he says that the Yavam can say, L'boi L'meisav Isha Zona, he's saying something completely different. He's coming to answer a question which may have been leveled against the Shemeres Yavam. If we are to say that the Shemeres Yom Shazinsa is Muteres L'Yavma, that because of this Nus, on account of this Nus, really it would be Mutter for the Yavam to marry this Yavam. It's only because this Nus happened in the context of Kina Vistira, that the Baal got involved and was Makane to the woman, and that causes us to say that after the Stira, she's also as a Sota to the Yavam, so we can say on the Baal, hang on, it's your fault. Because you made context to this Nus, and you made Kinoi beforehand on this woman, and Haray, but if you hadn't made a Kinoi, she would be Mutter to you, even if she was Mizana. Now that you gave her Kinoi, were Makane to her, and delivered that message, now this Nus is going to ask her to you, so that fact that it's Isser is your fault. On that, Rashi is saying no. The fact that the man was Makana the Yavam, and even though that Inachanami creates an Isser at the end of the day when the woman is Soyser and has a legend of Znos, but because the Baal can say, Loi Baal Lemes of Incha Zona, I'm not interested in having a woman who's a Prutza, having a woman as a Zona, as a wife, therefore, it was justified for me to be Makana her. I wanted to Makana her to make sure she was Shomer Tznius. She didn't do things that were not appropriate. And therefore, you can't blame me for the fact that she is Usser. It's her fault that she is not acting appropriately, and I was acting within my rights completely to tell her to act in a Tznua faction. And therefore, at the end of the day, we can say the Isser, the Gorm of the Isser, is not the man's Kinoi, but it's the woman because she acted as Zona, and that's what Rashi says, V'hiv Sidik Subasa. Beis Halevi concludes, even though he knows this is the Mechurishtika reading of Rashi, that at the end of the day, Rashi is not giving a reason why she lives Riksuba, but simply coming to defend the Baal for why he was Mekanaher. He says, L'chora the Dvar Monir and Brurim V'amitim, they're clear and true. This is the only way he can understand what Rashi is saying here at the end. We'll add one more time that Rishonim offer as to why we assume that the Arus and Shemeres Yavim should be the cause of the Isser, and therefore Lizer Ksuba, it's really brought here in the Tosis Chants in the bottom of Chav Gimel Amid Beis, the top of Chav Dal Amid Aleph, as well as in the Tosis Nivamis and Nafla Amid Ches. And there, the Bali Tosis write that because the Shemeres Yavam and the Arusa are in a situation where they're not able to be Nivdak Aidei the Mayim will not be able to be Shos of them, there, we consider them to be Overes Al Das, that a woman who's not able to be Nivdak is considered to have been someone who's Overes Al Das inappropriately, as in the Gemara says in Ksubas, that a woman is Overes Al Das, loses her Ksuba. So it's not because of the fact that she can't clear her name that she's loses her Ksuba, but it's really because of the Avera itself, the Avera which she does in a situation where she can't be Nivdak, that is a reason for us to say she loses her Ksuba. The implication of Tosis, Nivamis and Tosis Chants would be that a woman who is, yes, able to be Nibdak, a regular standard, Isha Nisua, she wouldn't be considered Overes Ados. This is obviously something which is a tremendous chiddush, to say that a woman who is Misyachid after Kinui, and she has Stira, now she's able to clear her name. So because she's able to clear her name, she's not considered an Overes Ados. This from Tzayin Amar Makom, the base mayor in Eben Ezra, Simen Kuftes Vav, actually does entertain this possibility and says this is, in fact, what Tosa seems to be saying, that at the least at a time when a woman is able to be Nivdekas, Ayudei the May Sota, so then it's not considered Overes Ados to lose her Ksuba when she has a Yichud. However, when Echorim Radocha, the base mayor, and we'll see more Mitzvah Shem and Nafchav Hei, the issues of Averis Aldas, when we say that this is a reason for us to assume the woman loses her Ksuba, even if she is a Sota and she's able to be Nivdak. And we mentioned before the halacha of Rav Hamnuna, which the Gemara earlier in Sota Nafir Ches had brought up, which is that Rav Hamnuna was of the opinion, Shemeres Yavam Shazinsa Asur Liyavma, that Shemeres Yavam, who's Mizana, during the time when she's waiting for the Yavam to decide whether to do Yibam or Chalitza when she's a Yavama, if she's not Mizana with someone else other than the Yavam, she's also doing Yavim her. And the Rishonim, by and large, assume that we do not paskin like Rav Hamnuna. We paskin that, in fact, Shemeres Yavam Shazinsa is Muteres Liyama. This is a discussion really Tosis had back in Nafir Ches in the base, but that's the psak that a lot of Rishonim at least are trying to be Mekayim. Now, if it's true then, that Shemeres Yavam Shazinsa is Muteres Liyavma, so the Rishonim here have a question. And that is, that our Mishnah is learning from a pasuk that we're reminded that Shemeres Yavam from the Parsha of Sota, because it says, Isha Prat L'Shemeres Yavam. And Zavor, the Gemara is Medaik, this is only a miut with regard to the Shtia, that the woman is not able to be Shosa if she is a Shemeres Yavam. With regard to the Isser of Kina V'Stira, it seems pretty clear that there is an Isser that would result from the fact that Shemeres Yavam had a Kina V'Stira. But if we will say that Shemeres Yavam Shazinsa is Muteres Liyavma, meaning even in the event that during the Stira that happened after the Kinui, she had this Nus, in fact, it doesn't matter because Shemeres Yavam, even if she was Mizana Bevadai, she's still Muteres Liyavam. So why then would the Isser of Kina V'Stira come about if even when there is Nus Vadai, we don't have an Isser on the Shemeres Yavam? That's the question which Yishonim are struggling with. Now, Rashi seems to be not bothered by this question at all. Rashi seems to say that, yeah, it could be that the Isha will be Muteres, but still, nonetheless, she won't be Shosa, she won't be Nitalas Ksubasa. And Tosa says, this is impossible, because the Gemara earlier in Nafid Ches, and that sugya earlier when it discussed Rav Hamnuna, it said, a klal, kol shetiboyel, v'lo tiasirolov, v'lo hayamasna. A man cannot add on to the tanoim under which he is mashke, the sota, for the znos that she might have had, if it's a type of znos, a type of situation where even had the znos occurred, she wouldn't be usher. So if we are to say that a shemeres yom shizinsa is muteres liyavma, how can we say that the kinui makes sense for her, that he can give her a kinui and stira to make her a sota? And Tosis adds on, the ma kinui shayich, heichadul mitzvah bistiruse. What does kinui mean? If she doesn't listen to him, she violates the kinui, and she goes and has a stira, and she won't become usher because this nos doesn't ask her. It's not shayich mimakana, such a woman. Mele Tosis says that the answer to this question is, because the Gemara anyway, daf chavdal mebeis, as we see in our blot, makes an ukimta that the Mishnah has to be talking, where the Yavam was ba on the Shemeres Yavam bebeis chamiya, bebeis in the time of the Yibum, and he's not kona the Yavama anyway, because it's only a bia garua, as the Gemara explained in Daf Dalad. Well, since at least he was ba'ala, at least there was a bia between the Yavam and the Yavama, in order to take care of the problem of Lakodma, Shchivas Abala, Shchivas Abayel, then we're gonna leave the halacha of Shemeres Yavam Shazinsa Muteres Liyavma. Even if in general we hold Nalak Rav Hamnuna, we say that Shemeres Yavam Shazana, it will be Mutter B'Miyavim Her, but if there was a Bia Garua, then even if that Bia was Biznos, it will Aser on the Yavam, and therefore our Mishnah makes sense. We're talking in a type of situation, as Zigmar is makes the Okimta, where had the woman been Mizana, she would be Aser on the Yavam, and therefore it makes sense to say that we need a pasuk to remind her from the shtia, and in fact she is usher to the yav. That's Tosis' conclusion. Now, the question on Rashi seems to stand, though. How can Rashi say, Rashi seems to be not bothered b'chalab by the fact that she is muteres, and yet still we need a pasuk to remind her from shtia, the implication being that she remains usher, as the Gemara's medayik from our Mishnah. So the Mishnah Melech takes up a defensive Rashi, and he says that really Tosis is going against the Gemara later on, Daf Chavav. Warren Chavav there discusses, can a man be Mekana, his wife, so she shouldn't have his nus derech evarim. Instead of there being an actual physical maisis nus with the boil, he's concerned that the woman and the boil will instead have this nus derech evarim that won't be ba'osa makam, it'll be in other places in the woman's body. That's the chashash of the kinoy that the man gives. Do we say that, all right, it's not znos, and it's not technically ushered to him mitzad the maisa bia that would happen. But still, since the Baal is makbid in such a thing, the Gemara is mitzad that because of kpeda the Baal, then we would say that the man can be mekaner in such a thing to asa her in such a stira. The Gemara learns from the pasuk that it's not true, that we don't say that a kinoy of derech evarim is enough. The Mishlamah suggests that might only be that the kpeda the Baal is not enough to asa the isha on the husband because of his kinui when it's only derech evarim. But if he's mekana for his nus, like in our case, he's mekana for his nus with some other man. It's just that for technical reasons, this nus will not aser the woman on the yavam because it's only a yavama shemaris yavam and not a real wife. It might still be that the kpeda de baal will be enough to fashion an iser out of the kinui vistira. Or that which Tosu said, the ma kinui shayach echad will mitzvah vistiruse, that's only where we don't have the yisod of kpeda de baal. But if the Baal is mekane on such a znos, and he's makbid and says not to have this znos, even if this znos will not aser her mitzad the etzem maisa znos, but because the Baal is makbid on it, it may very well be that now the kinui will turn this into a znos, which will aser. The Beis Halevi in that tshuva we mentioned earlier also explains, like the Mishnah Melech does, in the opinion of Rashi, as well as the Rambam, and we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem when we learn Daf Chavav, many of the sigyas there in Daf Chavav, the Beis Halevi demonstrates this question as to whether or not the kpeda of the Baal can turn a situation of stira, which otherwise would not have asered the woman on her husband if the thing that the Baal was choshesh for would have happened without kinui. But now that there is kinui, and the Baal has shown it as his makbid, that can aser the woman independent of the etzamaisa, is in fact the subject of Machlokas, Rambam and Tosus, and many of the sigyas there, and this Tosus here is fits right in with the Tosis that doesn't hold the such a yisod. It doesn't hold the kpeda habal can create any new isurim of stira which wouldn't have otherwise existed inside the etzamaisa, but could very well be that Rashi holds like the Rambam that the idea of kpeda habal can create isurim from the kinui, even if the stira itself, the snus itself that happened in the stira would not have aser, the kinui can create that into an isurim mitzad the kpeda of the Baal. We should note that the Minchas Chinuch quotes as Mishnah Melech that we mentioned that defends Rashi from Tosis's question. And he says he doesn't understand b'chlal the comparison that the Mishnah Melech is making between a kpeda of derech evarim, which is what the Gemara discussed over there in Nachavav when it mentioned the lumdus of kpeda de baal and the case over here of Tosis. He says the chiluk is very simple. That which the Gemara there has its sad that if derech evarim would have asered the woman because the Baal is makban in it, that's because it's a type of stira that had the woman been nistar with this man and had a regular bia, she would have been usher, throwing with a regular wife, a regular full marriage, not a shemeres yovim or an aris, just the Baal wasn't megala his concern and his kinoi that he was choshed his wife to have a real znos, only a znos of derech evarim. That, the Gemara was had a havamin at least, that if, since the Baal is makban in such a type of znos, a znos of kinoi derech evarim, and it's possible that during the stira that she would have with this man, which is boil, she would be nev Elas Lagamri, and then we had a tzad that dekpeda de baal, which even aser derech evarim. The Gemara says, no, that's not true. There we could hear at least that type of kpeda de baal would have asered a maisa, which otherwise would not have asered her because nus was possible. But here when discussing the Shemeres Yavam, and the Shemeres Yavam, even if just nus gumwer, and there's kinui gumwer, and she's mazana Lagamri, there's not going to be an iser because we're holding now not like her from Nuno, Shemeres Yavam Shazinsa is muteres liyavma. So then, there's no way in the world we could have said that the kveda turns a maisa heter into a maisa iser, or a maisa which leaves her mutter into a maisa which leaves her usser. Since there's no way, there's no possibility of her becoming usser in the situation of stira, even if there's znus gomor, she'll be mutter. So then, the kveda de baal is not going to turn that into something which can usser. And that's why Tosis didn't like this yisod. Tosis, in fact, said, like we mentioned, that it's only because our Mishnah anyway has an ukimta, as Zemara says in Chavdal on the base, of the yavim having been ba on the Yavama during the time of the Yibam, Abia Garua, then only then do we say that she's Aser Labal and she loses her Ksuba and she can't drink. However, Tosis held that there's no tzad to say that the Kpeda de Baal would be able to create this into a Maisa, a Kinui, which would be able to make it into a Maisa Ha'oiser. So just to summarize, it would seem then that the Machlokas between the Rashi and Tosis over here as to whether or not it's Shayach for us to say that Kinui, which will not, in a natural sense, be talking about a maisa which will aser the woman on the husband, even if it happened, can transform that ma'isa into ma'isa osir. That's really the machlokas we have between the Mishnah Melech and the Minchas Chinuch. The Mishnah Melech says that that's a pshat in Rashi. Rashi held, as well the Beis Halevi demonstrates, is the Rambam's opinion that k'peda habal can take a ma'isa which otherwise would not have asked a woman on her husband and say that because the baal was makana on it and he showed he was makban on it, that makes that ma'isa into ma'isa which will asr. Whereas Tosfos held that only could have been true in a situation where the znus might have asked her had it really happened. But here, even if the znus actually happens, as the Minchas Chinuch pointed out, the yuvama, the shomer yuvama, will not become asr to the husband. Tosfos, there's no way for us to say that that type of situation would be able to become a ma'isa osir, even the baal is makbid, and therefore Tosfos had to come on to the Ukimta of the Gemara, that the reason that we need a pasuk to memamayit shemaras yavam from the shniyah and she loses her ksuba and she is in fact usher to the yavam is only because the yavam was already bahala, and then we don't have the halacha of shemaras yavam she's in some muteres liyavam, but the halacha would be usher liyavam, and then since there's no usher there, certainly she would lose her ksuba and she would need a pasuk to memayit her from the shniyah. The Mishnah continues and discusses a list of Nashim who are not Shosos and not Notos Ksubasam because there's a Chayve Lavin or Asay in their marriage. And that's the example the Mishnah tells us of Amano L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedyot, etc. Rashi, in the Tapach of Dalam and Aleph, explains these halachos that these women are not Shosos or Notos Ksubasam based on the Sifri. The Sifri says, from the Pasuk Kisista Ishto, that only an Isha who's Ru'uya L'Ishos, that there's no Isser in the Nisuin between this husband and wife, is the Parsha of Sota said. But if there's an Isser in the Ishos, the Isha is not Ru'uya L'Ishos, then the Parsha is not given, and therefore, the women are not Shosos. And Rashi goes on with regard to the Ksuba, and says that even though normally Amon El Kohen Gadol does receive a ksuba, they didn't make a knas on the woman about her ksuba, but here, because she was nistar, and this causes her to have to be divorced from her husband, irrespective of the iser that there was between them until now, therefore she loses her ksuba, not worse than any other woman who was mutter to the husband. Now that she becomes a sota, she loses her ksuba. The simple mashmos of the Sifri that Rashi quotes, it's simply a drasha, that says ishto prat le mishe'en ru'il ishos. However, the Karen Ora brings in conjunction with this drasha the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says a tam as well for the reason that we cannot be mashke an almana l'kohen gadol. And the Yushalmi says, because klum hamayim bayim lahatira labayla, hacha amrim lo ha'hotzei. The whole point of the mayim is in order to clear the name of the woman and allow her to rejoin her husband beheter. And here, because the entire marriage is be'isser, so we'd rather that he divorce her and not go through the process of Mayim to be mat to her. And the Karen Ora says this perhaps is the rationale, the tam, behind the drasha of the Sifri. But in any event, that Rashi's understanding that this is a drasha, a havana, that the geder of the type of ishus that the Torah wanted to say the hashka'an is only an ishus, which is ru'il ishus, which is beheter and not be'isser. However, the Rambam, both in Pirshei Mishnayos and in Hilchos Sota Perek Beis Halachotes, offers a different reason for the halacha of our Mishnah of lo shosos v'lo notus ksubasa. And that is, Rambam says that this type of marriage in which the etzem marriage is be'isser, since we know the baal was not menuka mi'avon, the fact that he married the isha was usher to him with a lav or with an aseh means he has done an avera in his bia, that is in reason in its own right for us to say that the man cannot be mashke his wife. And the Rambam says it as a klal, that any a husband who has had a bia asura in his lifetime, under any circumstances, even lechora, even not with this wife that he's currently now being mashke as a sota, the Torah was memayed, and because it's not menuka mi'avon, and the parasha of sota is not said. Similarly to what we find in our Mishnah with regard to bala bala baderech, that's the classic example of a case of ena menuka mi'avon. That's what the drasha says, that the bala is bala on the sota after the kina vistira, he cannot be mashke. The Rambam expands that cloud to include any bi asura that the husband had in his entire lifetime. And it's quite clear from Rashi, both here and in many places, both in Masechta Sota and many places in Shas, that Rashi argues with this. The Mishnah Melech makes a partial list of all the Rashi's. Rashi, consistently, whenever he encounters the sugya of Eina Menuka Mi'avon, he always defines it in terms of the Baal being Ba on the Isha Baderech. It's always with regard to the being over on an Isra Bia on the Sota herself after she became a Sota. But any other Bia Sura that the husband might have had, whether it's with this woman in question or whether it's with other women in his lifetime, Rashi feels that is not going to make the man called Eina Menuka Mi'avon. It's not a grounds for us to say he can't be Mashkeher. Whereas the Rambam holds that really any Bia Sura the man had would be Eina Menuka Mi'avon. And already the Rambana, HaTorah, and Parshas Naso brings down this machlokas, an old machlokas about this question. This l'chora is the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, and Emirat Hashem, when we learn daf Mem Zayin, will explore this machlokas further. Now, the Mishnah Melech raises a serious problem with the Rambam Shita from the Etzem Pshat on the Mishnah. He writes over there in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, V'ikul ayuni tuva. This l'chora tzarech iyun gadol on the Rambam. Why, if the Rambam is of the opinion that any biyasura the husband had in his lifetime will be grounds for us to say that we will not allow him to do the hashkaris asot, we will not be able to have the procedure of being mashka his wife. So why does the Mishnah pick this example of amad l'kohen gadol? All right, it's mashma only because this marriage of the sota in question was biyasura. That's why the woman is anu shosa. But the mashmos is that if there was any other biyasura the man had in his lifetime, so long as this marriage was beheter, there's no problem posed to having this marriage continue, would be able to be mashka. Why, according to the Rambam, did the Mishnah Dafka pick a case where the etzem marriage was be'isr? So the Mishnah Melech suggests that in a chenami, for the halacha of the Mishnah of Enon Shosos, really it's lav bedafka. There's no chiddush at all in that which it says that a amad l'kohen gadol is Enon Shosa. The chiddush is the second halacha, the halacha of the Enon Hotels Ksubasa. That's a chiddush which is unique and special to the examples of a amad l'kohen gadol. And the reason for this, the Mishnah Melech explains in two ways. We see in our Mishnah in the Hemshech that when the other example of Enon Nukmi Oven, when the Baal is Baal Abaderech, so there, the woman does get her ksuba, and that's because she can say to the husband, I was tahira, I should have been given a chance to drink my sota and clear my name, and it's your fault that you are Baalai Baderech, that I don't have that opportunity anymore, therefore you should give me a ksuba. However, when it comes to Amon Lekoin Godol, the woman is just as culpable in this marriage not being able to come to Diashkari Sota, because she was usher to the husband, the same way he was usher to her, she was usher to him, and she also participated in this Avera. And therefore, because it was on her account as well that she's not able to drink, because she also is an Isha Asura to the husband, therefore, we say that she loses her ksuba, irrespective of the fact that the man can't be mashker her because of his Einem Nukami Yafon. Lamaisa, the woman, is also a reason why this Shtia cannot happen, and therefore she deserves to lose her ksuba. And it's for that reason the Mishnah specifically chooses to tell us the chiddush of Einem Nukami Avon with regard to Amon L'Kohen Gadol, because only here will the woman lose her ksuba. If the man in his previous history was not careful and had a bia asura, and therefore he's not Menukami Avon, but the woman wasn't the cause for that, the woman didn't participate in that, then she would get her ksuba, because then it's really only the Baal's fault. It's just like Ba'ala Baderech, that's the Baal's fault that she can't drink. And the woman would have a time to get her ksuba. Only here, in this type of marriage, where it's the woman who also shared, and she was the cause as well for the inability to have the shtia, she was also participating in the vera there, she loses her ksuba. Another explanation the Mishnah Melech gives for why the Mishnah specifically chose to tell us the chiddush of Einon Nutelas Ksubasa with regard to Amon L'Kohen Gadol is that it depends whether or not the marriage itself was beheter or be'isser. It will only say the woman loses her ksuba if the etzem marriage was be'isser. Then the marriage was doomed from the beginning to have a situation where it was not able to come to Hashkari Sota because the etzem marriage was be'isser. And then we'll say that the woman loses her ksuba. But if the marriage was beheter, even if the husband previously had been bought on an Isha Asura and was Einam Nukmi Avon, the woman could say, since it has nothing to do with our marriage, and our marriage is Batsam 1 that was Beheter and could have come with Dash Kari Sota, therefore it's your fault and I deserve Aksuba. These are the two explanations the Mishnah Melech gives as to why our Mishnah specifically told us the Chiddush of Einam Tals Ksubasa with regard to Amon L'Kohen Gadol. The Nafkamina between these two Mahalchim would be if the Bia Asura took place between the husband and his wife, this Isha who's a Sota, but the Etzim Yisun wouldn't have been Be'isser. For example, a man is married to a woman Beheter, but he's Ba'aleh when she's a Nida. Let's see the first Mahalach, the Mishnah Melech, that it's because the woman also was a cause of that Veira. She also participated in that Veira that made the man Einam Nukmi Avon. Then the woman will lose her Ksuba in that case, because Lamaisa, even though the Etzim Yisun is Beheter, but because she also participated in the Bia of a Nida, which is Asur for her as well, therefore she lost her claim to a ksuba, because she's also a reason why this shtia cannot happen. Masha'en Kain, according to the second time of the Mishnah Melech, it depends whether or not this marriage be'etzem was one that could come lidei shtia or not. Well, since their marriage is be'etzem one of kashrus, which is be'etzem mutter, even though they had a biasur together of anida, but since the marriage was one that could give her a ksuba, she would not lose her right to a ksuba just because the Baal is Einu Menukmi Oven. These are the Mahalachim the Mishnah Melech gives to explain why the Mishnah specifically took the case of Amon L'Kohen Gadol according to the Rambam. And we'll see as well on Amud Beis in the Hemshech of this year, in the Sefer Shara Melech, he suggests that these two Mahalachim as to why when a man is in a nukmi oven, the woman who still is riksuba is actually machlokos and Rambam and the Ravid with regard to the case of ba ba'arusasa ba'beisavia with simirta Hashem, we learn amud base. Now in the Sefer Keren Ora, he quotes the Mishnah Melech that we cited, and he's mitamean him. He says neither of these svaras Mishnah Melech gives is correct. Harry, we learned in Tosis earlier when we discussed this case of Arusa. Arusa is not an avera bichlal. It's a neutral situation. The woman is an Arusa. Nonetheless, Arusa loses Riksuba, as Tosis quoted Yerushalmi, because the woman knew ahead of time, because of her etzim status as an Arusa, she was not going to be able to drink. And therefore, when she entered a situation of stira, she had to know that she was undertaking to relinquish Riksuba in the event that the stira became known. Therefore, asks the Keren Ora, what does it matter if the nisuin is beheter or beiser? And what does it matter if the woman is the cause or not of the cause of the avera? Either way, even if the Baal in his previous history was Biasura and some other woman in his lifetime, but the woman, once she knows that, she knows she cannot drink. She knows the Baal's in Nukumi Avon. And therefore, when she has the kin of stira, she's ready under the knowledge that she won't be able to clear her name, and therefore she is willing to relinquish Riksuba in the event it is Kini Vistira. So neither Mishnah Melech's Svaras makes sense in the eyes of the Keren Ora, and therefore the question still stands, why did the Mishnah say the case of Amon HaKohen Gadol lo shosos v'lo notos Ksuba? So the answer for Ksuba he doesn't like because there is no Chiddush. Every time when the male is in a Nukumi Avon, the woman does not get her Ksuba, no matter whether or not that Avera happened with this woman or not. And the Etzem Halacha of Shosos, as the Mishnah Melech asked, is L'char not a Chiddush B'chal and a Amon HaKohen Gadol. Any time a man is in a Nukumi Oven, irrespective of it's whether with this woman or some other woman, the Rambam said, you cannot be Mashke. So again, the question is, why does the Mishnah say the case of Amon HaKohen Gadol specifically? I saw a beautiful teretz in the Sefer Ermik Netziv in his Pirush on the Sifri. He says, he's working under the assumption there, that even if a man is in a Nukumi Oven, he can still do tshuva. If he does tshuva from the Biasura that he had violated, he could still be Mashke, his wife. And the Mishnah Melech actually is mistopic about this later in our halacha here, but that's the assumption, the working assumption that the Netziv is making. He says, if that's the case, then he has an answer why the Mishnah specifically says, Amon HaKohen Gadol. Because in all other women, all other cases, if the man had previously in his lifetime had a Biasura, but the possibility exists, he could do tshuva. And he could be Mashke's wife under the assumption that he had done tshuva. However, when it comes to Amon HaKohen Gadol, the etzem fact that he's bringing his wife to be mashka her, that means he wants to continue being married to her. That's the point of being mashka, in order that she can drink and see whether or not she becomes punished or not. And in the event that she's still around, then he can continue living with her beheter. So the fact that the husband is expressing interest by bringing his wife to be mashka her and continuing to be married to her shows us he hasn't done tshuva from the Biasura. Since the etzem marriage is be'isur, so it's not shaykh to do tshuva in a way that shows us he wants to retain the marriage continuing. And the mela, that's the chan in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying there's an absolute knowledge that the man is ein hukumi avon when it comes to a model of kohen gadol of grusha v'chalot. That's why there can't be shows, because it's impossible in such a situation to do tshuva. However, the etzem fact that he wants to be mashker shows that he has not done tshuva, and it's enom nukmi ovon. And we could add, the whole point of having the mesotas in order to make shalom between the husband and the wife. And this type of marriage of a Amon HaKohen Gadol, we don't want shalom. So if the man is bringing his wife to be masker, that shows that he wants shalom, that means he wants avera. He wants to remain married to this woman b'isser. So obviously, we're going to consider him Einu Nukmi Avon, and therefore we're not going to allow him to be masker his wife. Whereas any other b'yasur the man might have had, then we might be able to assume the man did do tshuva, and he could be mashka her, and we assume he is minuka miyava. So to summarize here, the Mishnah of Amon HaKohen Gadol, we have a machlokas Rashi and Rambam, is the reason why the woman is not chosa, because the ishus is not ru'uya, as the Rashi brought from the Sefri, and the Keren Ora, based on the Yerushalmi, said it's because we ask him to get rid of his wife and not to keep her, or is it because the husband is not minuka miyava, as Rambam Shita was, any iser Bia the man had in his lifetime makes him impossible to be mashker. Mishnah Melech was bothered according to the Rambam, what's the chiddush of Mishnah, specifically in the case of Amon HaKohen Gadol? He suggests the chiddush is with regard to the fact the woman does not get her ksuba. However, the Keren Ora was doche, he said, this is pashut, anytime the man is not menukumi avon, of course the woman does not get her ksuba. And instead we answered based on this, the Netziv and his parish in the Sifri, the chiddush is that we know for sure the man cannot have done tshuva, mashenken any other in a nukumi avon, the possibility exists that he did do tshuva. The Gemara Amud Beis introduces the principle of Mishakadma Shchivas Baal Leboyel, Veloy Shakadma Shchivas Boyel Lebaal. That in order for us to carry out the procedure of the Hashkayis Sota, the Mayim Hamorim, we need to have established that the Baal was already Shoychev with the Isha before the alleged Znus with the Boyel happened. And because of this principle, the Gemara tells us that the necessity that we have to be Mayit the Arusa from shtia is only in the eventuality that the arus, the baal who's engaged to this woman, was already ba'aleha bebeis avia, and therefore it was kadma shchivas abal l'shchivas aboel, and only therefore on the account of the psukim the Gemara brought earlier can we be b'mayit arusa from shtia. And similarly in the Shemeres Yavam, the Gemara says that it was ba'aleha bebeis chamia. Now it's clear in the Gemara that the shchivas abal must precede the stira within which that time that the alleged shchivas abal happened, that yichud that the woman had be'isser, that the shchivas abal must precede. But what still remains to be seen is this also true with regarding to kinui, the kinui that the baal or the aris in our Gemara will deliver to the rusa, to the isha. Does that also have to be only after the shchivas abal? Or do we say, no, only the stira must be after the shchivas abal? But the kinoi can be even before the shchivas abal. And similarly, what also is not clear is our Gemara only talking about the hashkayas asota, that in order to give her the shtias mesota, there we say it has to be kadma shchivas abal labayla. But with regard to the isra of sota, that which the woman becomes asr labayla after kina vistira, there we do not need to have kadma shchivas abal labayla. Or do we say, no, the same way that the shtia, that aspect of the parasha of sota requires this halacha of kadma shchivas abal labayla, we also need to know for the isra of kina vistira that the shchivas abal preceded the shchivas haboil. Now, with regard to the first question, the first suffix, it's unclear, do we say that the kinui must also be after the shchivas habal? So it's really mavur in the hemshech of the sugya in Nafchav Hei, and the sugya in Yevamos Daf Nun Ches, that it's not necessary for the kinui to come after the shchivas habal. Even if the kinui precedes the shchivas habal, the Gemara there also talks about a case of arusa and says that a person can be mekana the arusa before the nisuin in order to be mashkeher for stira that happens after the nisuin. And the Gemara is talking in a normal case where the arus is not ba on the arusa bebeis avia, and there's normal chuppah v'nisuin, there's normal bia during the marriage itself. And yet still mavur that the kinui can be before the shchivas habal. The only thing that needs to be after the shchivas habal is the stira, as our Gemara is talking about. The Mirchas Chinuch points out that even though this is true, it's mavur that in the case of arusa, in the case of shemeres yavam, that so long as the stira is after the shchivas habal, it doesn't bother us if the kinoi comes before the shchivas habal. Perhaps he suggests this is only true if it's in a situation where at the time of the kinoi, at the time that the kinoi is delivered to the woman before the shchivas habal, had the woman been mizana at that time, at that stage, then we would say the woman is usher to the baal. He says this is true in the case of arusa. And arusa, who is a fallacious ish, if she's mizana during the time of the erusin, even though it's not yet had a shchivas habal, certainly she would become usher. And therefore, by the same token, a person can be mekana to that woman, to the arusa, because that znos would be usher to her during those moments. But Menachas Chinuch suggests, perhaps, the same way we know a person cannot be mekana to a penuya, even if a person is intending on marrying a woman, but if he has not yet established any Kinyone Ishus Bechlal, it's not an Arusa, it's not a Shemeres Yavam, it's just someone who isn't planning on marrying. The kinyon he does at that stage is meaningless, and it has no bearing upon the possible future stira that the woman will have even after they're married and even after the Shchivas Habal. So perhaps we should say the same thing is true even after the Arkinyonim, but if it's at a time, if it's at a stage where had the woman been Mizana, she would not be usher to the Baal, then we will require the Shchivas Habal to be before the kinui, and the nafkamina he says for this is shemeres yavam. Shemeres yavam, as we saw earlier, we pass in shemeres yavam shazinsa is muteres liyavma. The yavam is allowed to be miyavim the isha even if she is mizana, and we can prove she was mizana in the event of a yibam. Therefore, Menachas Chinuch wonders, perhaps we should say that during that stage, kinui will not help. Kinui can only help on a shemeres yavam if the yavam was already bahal. As Agamor says, it's a bia gerua that's not koner her legamre. Then we say that since we've lost the halacha of shemeres yavam shazinsa muteres labayla, we already assume that there are some minimal kinyana ishas that if the woman would be mizana during that stage, she'd become usher to the yavam. Then we would say that the kinui can be a full kinui. It's not considered his mekana to a penuya. But if the shchivas habal, if the woman hadn't had any bia with the yavam bechlal, and there was simply the halacha of shemeres yavam shezinsa muteres liyavma, so then even though the person is mekana her and there is some kind of a zika of a yibum, because there isn't the makings of an ishus yet, because Even if the woman is mezana, it would not ask her to the yavam. He wonders, perhaps we should say that the kinu is ineffective. And he leaves this question unresolved as to whether or not kinu needs to be at a time as to when the woman's nos would ask her on the bab. But either way, it is clear that at least if we have that factor that the nos would ask her to the bal, then the kinu need not be preceded by the shchivas habal. It's enough that the shchivas habal precedes the stira. Now, what's still not clear is the other question we raise, and that is whether or not, with regard to the iser of sota, that a woman is nestor labailo, aide kini vistira, irrespective of our ability to be mashka her the mesota, do we say for that halacha as well, the stira must be preceded by the shchivas habal, or no? And there, and with regard to the iser, it's different from the shtia, that there we do not require shchivas habal to be before the stira, which will aser the woman labailo. So here too is mavur in the Rambam, in Perek Beis Halacha Hey of Hilchas Sota, that a situation where there was not kodem shchivas habal laboil, that the baal was not shochet with the isha before the alleged nus, the woman is still nestor labayla. She still has the din of a sota that is aser labayla. Let's move on to Rambam. Now, maybe this question is whether or not the iser of sota also requires the shchivas habal to be before the stira in order to aser midin kinyan v'stira. Will be totally on the timing that we find. The Achronim tried to provide as to why the Torah insisted that the Shechivas HaBal should be before the Shechivas HaBoil. In the Sefer Dvar Shol, he offers two possibilities for this halacha of Kodme Shechivas HaBal, Shechivas HaBoil. The first time is because the Gemara terms the Isser of Sota, the Isser that a woman is Mizana on her Baila, to be a Me'ila. She's Moil Be'Baila, that she's to an extent being Moil in her role as wife to this gentleman. And therefore he suggests, perhaps the yachas that the Torah required there be, the type of kurva that the Torah insisted there be between the husband and wife in order for us to call me'ila, is only the yachas of a full ishus. Once they've had the full kurva of even bia, then we say the woman now being mezana with someone else, that's called a me'ila. Even though when this short of that yachas, a woman could still be an eshes ish, she could have nisuin, she could have a chuppah, she could have erusin, which would make her an eshes ish gemura, and it would certainly be usher for her with an isser chomer to be mezana at that stage. But to call it a me'ila beba'ila, it's not. It's only a me'ila in the baal. If the baal's already had that relationship with her in that same way of znos, of bia, then we would say that the znos with someone else is a me'ila. But short of calling it a me'ila, short of having the baal having been shoychever beforehand, we wouldn't call her znos a me'ila in the baal. That's one shot he offers. Second possibility he suggests is that the Torah only saw it fit to be matir, to be mochek, the megillah, the Shem Hashem, as you saw earlier in the sugyas, for a type of a kurva, a type of marriage, which has already had the kurva of bia. To order to make shalom in a relationship which doesn't have bia, the Torah wasn't so concerned. But when they've had such a close relationship and the kurva has been so close, then it feels justified for us to be mochek the megillah, lahashkin shalom in such a marriage. It may be then that the question of whether or not the iser of kinu v'stira, that a woman who comes aser labayla after kinu v'stira, requires the shchivas habal to be prior to the stira, will be telling these two taimim. According to the first time, that we only term the mice of the sota of this nos that she does to be a me'ila in her husband, to be me'ila in the person that she's married to, when the baal has already had relations with her. So then it follows very well that the same thing should be true for Isra. The Isra of the Torah is also presumably based on the fact that she's moil in her baal, that she's not treating her relationship seriously. And if the Torah insisted that relationship be one that already had the yachas, already had the closeness of bia, so the same thing should be true for the Isser as well. Whereas if we say the second time that the reason the Torah insisted on Shchivas Baal being before the Shchivas Boil is in order to say that the Mechikas HaMegillah, to be Mochik L'Shem Hashem, to bring Shalom, is only on a relationship of that type, of that quality, that is already the Kurva of Bia, that would only be true with regard to the Shtia, which requires the Mechikas Hashem. But with regard to the rest of Halachas of Parsha Sota, the Isser that the woman has upon herself as a Sota after the Kinyan V'Stira, there the Torah might never have insisted on the necessity for the Shchivas HaBal being before the Kinyan V'Stira. And that's in fact what we found in the Rambam. As we mentioned, the Rambam indicates that we do not require the Shchivas HaBal to be before the Kinyan V'Stira when it comes to the question of asering the Isha L'Baila. So just to sum up this discussion of Kadma Shchivas HaBal L'Boyel, we see in the Gemara here that the Shchivas HaBal must be before the stira, during the stira in which the alleged shchivas habal happened. With regard to the question of whether the shchivas habal must be before the kinui, before in the sigils and afkafe and in yivamas demches, that it need not be before the Shchivas Bal need not be before the Kinoi. However, the Minchas Chinuch is mistapik. Perhaps that's only true if it's at a time that the woman had she been Mizana, she would be Aser. But otherwise, the Kinoi would be ineffective. It would be like being Mekane to a Penuya, a person who's a single woman who's not Bechal Meritim. And with regard to the question of whether or not the Shchivas Bal must be before Kinoi Vestira for Asering the woman Midin Sota, so the Rambam is before that it need not be, there need not be Shchivas Bal before the Kinoi and the Vestira in order to Aser woman Labaila Midin Sota. And we said perhaps this question will be telling the two timeim for why the Torah wanted Shchivas Bal to be before Shchivas Bal. Is it because it's only a Me'ila Babaila after the Bia, in which case all the halachas, including the Isra, should be totally on the Kidma Shchivas Bal? Or no, it's only that for the justification for the Mechikas Hashem, the Bimashkin Shalom, and the relationship, the Torah wanted a relationship of Bia, in which case the Isra would not be totally on Shchivas Bal, as the Rambam indicates, that in fact, even if there's no Shchivas Bal before the Kinoi Vestira, the woman is nonetheless Neser Midin Sota if there is Kinoi Vestira. As we mentioned, the Gemara's Mokim, the necessity for the Miutim of the Psukim to say that Arusa is not Shosa the Mesota, in a situation where the Arus was Baalea, the base of Via. As Rashi says, this was done biznus, and of course, as we know, it's Aser midrabanon for the Arus to be Baalea, the woman to the Arusa, the base of Via, before the Chaba v'Nisuin. Now, the Rambam, in fact, says, because this is the case that it's Aser, for the boyel, for the baal, the aris, to be baal on the isha, bebeis aviyah, before the nisuin, this is in fact a reason in its own right for us to say that you cannot be mashka the arusa. And the Rambam in fact says in Perek Beis al Haches of Chasota that because the baal is not menukami of him, this aris, once he's baal on the arusa in the beis aviyah, he has violated an isidur abonon of being baal the isha without the chuppah v'nisuin. Therefore, he's not menukami of him, and as we saw earlier, the Rambam's Shita is that if there's any Isra Bia whatsoever, at least with the woman in question, that there is an Isra Bia done, that the Rambam's of the opinion, that's enough of a reason for us to say the Baal is not Manukumi Avon. And if the Baal is not Manukumi Avon, then we cannot be Mashke, the Isha, the Mesota, as our Mishnah taught us. Now the Ravid over there gets very upset at the Rambam. He says he doesn't understand. This is Sigya Mavur in Reish Perik Arusa, not like the Rambam. The Ravid doesn't say which Sugi he means. But the pashas is, and this is how the Kesemisha understands the Ravid, he means Argimar. Argimar is saying that we need a pasuk to say that you cannot be mashke and arusa, the mesota, in a situation, dafka, in a situation where it's kadma shchive sabal to shchive saboil, where the aris was ba on the isha in beis avia. If the Rambam is saying that that reason in its own is a reason for us to say that the man, that the aris cannot be mashke the isha, because he was not manukavi ovon, once he was ba la beis avia, he has violated the savera, and now he cannot be mashke the isha because he's not manukavi ovon. So hadra koshil dukta, why do we need a pasuk, a separate pasuk, to say that you cannot be mashke the isha because of the pasuk of isha prat la arusa? Why don't we say no? Because of the goof of the inyan, because the aris was not manukami oven. We don't need a separate pasuk to say that the aris cannot be mashke the arusa. This is a very difficult question that I was asking the Rambam, and Kesemishna gives a difficult answer. He says ve'evsha litchok v'lomar dekra trei tam yoyev l'mat arusa inachinami. There are two miutim the Torah is coming to tell us as to why the aris cannot be mashke the arusa. One is because he's not manukami oven, as Rambam says, and two is what Argamar says from the pasuk of isha prat la arusa, that it's not the full ishas, that's why you cannot be mashke darusa. His answer is obviously very difficult, since when do we find the Torah goes out of its way to write two separate miutim, two separate psukim, to be might the same thing? Once we know from one place, why do we need it to be taught us in some other way? And the Mishnah Lamelech is docha the case of the Mishnah. He says it cannot be that this is the case. The whole Gemara Shaka Bataria falls apart. Because if we will say that it doesn't bother us to have two psukim telling us, giving us grounds to say, you can't be mashke darusa, so what was the Gemara's kasha? We don't need a pasuk of isha prat larusa because we have the idea of lakod mishchivas sabal, shchivas sabal. So what? We'll have two reasons to say you can't be mashke darusa on the grounds of lakod mishchivas sabal and on the grounds of isha prat larusa. If the Rambam could say that in the terrace of the Gemara, you could say that in the Havim of the Gemara as well. So that's why the Mishnah Melech does not care at all for the Kesem Mishnah's answer. The Mishnah Melech himself wants to say that the Machlokas Rambam Ravid here is about something else. He said the Ravid's Kasha really makes very little sense, because, hooray, the Isser, as we mentioned, of being Ba on Arusa, Beis Avia is only an Issa Drabbanan, as Rambam himself says, is an Issa Medivrei Sofrim. If that's the case, how can we possibly understand that the reason that the Torah wouldn't have had to be Memayit in Arusa from Shtiyah is because the Enim Nukmi Yavon? The Torah is talking before that Issa was ever created. If the Issa is only Drabbanan, obviously the Torah couldn't have been so meich on the fact that it's usher for the Aris to be ba on the Isha of the Beis Avia. That Issa doesn't exist with Arisa, so the Torah would have had to be Memayit Arusa from Ashkah, from Shtiyah, despite the fact that there's no Isser of being Ba'ala of a Beis Aviyah. So I'm kidding, what is Ravid asking from our Gemara? It's Muchach, that our Gemara is talking on a level of the Raisa, and that's we need a meat of the Kra. But the Rambam could be saying a different time, that once the Rabbanan enacted the Isser for the Aris to be Ba'an, the Arus of Beis Aviyah, and a Chanami, there's another reason why we would say that you cannot be Mashka Larusa, because the Ba'al is not Menukmi of him. We should point out that the Rashba and Ksubis and the Zion actually quotes the Ravid himself, who disagrees with this premise. He says that no, in fact, the Isser of being Ba on an Arusa, the Beis Aviyah, is not only an Isser Divrei Sofrim, as the Rambam here writes, but it's an Isser Daraisa. And if that's the case, then the Ravid's question is very good. If it's an Isser Daraisa, and the Baal wouldn't be Menukmi Avon if he was Ba on the Arusa, the Beis Aviyah, then it's true. If either Rambam's way of thinking that Ein Menukmi Avon would apply to situation also of some other Isser Bia, for example, Arusa, Beis Aviyah, so then the Torah wouldn't need another pasuk, Tepeklei, because of the reason that he's not Menukami Avon, since he did an Isser Daraisa of Abia on the Arusa, Beis Aviyah, whereas the Rambam held that it was only a Drabbanan, and therefore the Rambam was able to say that the Torah, the Sugi here is giving the Miat what the Torah gave, but the Rambam is giving another time that will exist only after the Ugamara, the Rabbanan were enacted, the Isser of Arus being Ba, the Beis Aviyah. In any event, the Mishle Melech, who didn't understand or didn't think the Ravid is the Shittasi in this, in fact, as he doesn't understand how the Ravid could have asked for our Gemara, since the Isser of being Baal Arusa, Beis Chami, is only a Derabbanan. And therefore, he says the Ravid is referring to a different Gemara, the Gemara of Muberes Chavero, which Emir Tashem will discuss more. We get to Daf Chaf Vav, how the Ramam Shitta of Einam Mukmi Avon plays itself out with regard to Muberes Chavero, and how it compares and contrasts with Arusa. Now, there is one more interesting mahalach here in the Machlokos Rambam Ravid in the Sefer Shar HaMelech. Shar HaMelech says that the answer to the Ravid's question from our Gemara is that there are two halakim of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Arusa and Shemeres Yavam, which is what the Gemara here is discussing, are both not chosos, that we don't have the parsha of Sota to be mashke them, and also Eino Notlos Ksuba. As a result of the kinah v'stir that they have and the inability to be mashke them, they lose the Ksuba. We already discussed earlier the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosa, is the reason that exists, why it is that they lose the Ksuba when they have the inability to do the Shtia. So the Shar HaMelech says that's really what the Rambam is getting at, that you need two psukim, you need two makoros in order for us to explain these two dinim. One, that the woman cannot be shosa, and that's what the Rambam is saying here, that she can't be shosa because the Baal is not Menukami Yavon, because he was Baal Leb, a base. However, that on its own might not have been enough, because just as we find later in our Mishnah, that if the Baal is Ba Aleha Baderech, if the Baal is Ba on the Isha, on the Sota, after the Kina Vistira, then he cannot be Mashker, because he's not Menukmi Avon, but she does get her Ksuba, because that's considered to be the fault of the Baal, and she can say, well, look, I'm Tahira, I want to be Shosa, it's your fault I can't be Shosa giving my Ksuba. So if it was only on the grounds of Eina Menukmi Avon that the Baal is Baal Leh Bebes Aviyah, then we might have said that the Baal would still be Chayav in the Ksuba, even though he can't be Mashker her, because he's not Menukmi Avon, but he would be Chayav in the Ksuba. And therefore, our Gemara is saying we need the second Tam, the second Makor of Isha, Prat La Rusa, to tell us that, no, the Isha is Nismayit Lagamer from the Parsha. And since she's Nismayit Lagamer from the Parsha, so then she was already aware that the Kina Vistira was not going to allow her to clear her name by having Shtia. And as Tosas mentioned earlier at the beginning of the parak, the fact that the woman is nonetheless Nichnas into the situation of Kina Vistira, knowing that she's not going to be able to have Kina Vistira to clear her name because she's an Arusa, just the etzem fact she's an Arusa is Nismayit from the Parsha, that's enough of a reason to say she's surrendering her Ksuba. She knows that this matzav of Savik, Kina Vistira, will not allow her to get her Ksuba. But that's only because we have the pasuk of Isha, Isha Prat Larusa, but only on the grounds of Einam Menukmi Avon, it might have been that the woman would still get her Ksuba. Shaul Melech said this is such a simple teretz for the question as to why we need two Makoros. He doesn't understand what the Ravid, in fact, was asking. Why didn't the Ravid think that would be a simple reason why the Rambam would require two Makoros? And he answers and explains the position of the Ravid based on the Mishle Melech that we quoted earlier in this year. The Mishle Melech, as we mentioned, at Tut Stadim, in a situation of Einam Menukmi Avon, when should we say, under what circumstances should we say the woman loses her Ksuba? We see in our Mishnah, in the case of Bala Baderech, the woman still gets her ksuba. To what type of situations of Einam Nukmi Ovan can we compare to that case that it's the Baal's fault, the woman should be able to get her ksuba or not? The Mishnah Melech, as we mentioned, at Tzadim, either it's telling whether or not the woman was a partner in crime, the woman is also goreim the fact that she was usher on the, that the Baal was, became Einam Nukmi Ovan. And then we say if the woman is at fault, she does relinquish her ksuba. Or no, do we say that's telling whether or not the etzem marriage was beheter or beisr? If the etzem marriage is beheter, the woman could say this marriage was shaykh to parashas sota, and therefore I deserve my ksuba. Whereas if the marriage was beisr, then the woman will lose her ksuba. And we mentioned already in the Nafkamina in this mahalcha would be a case of anida, where the woman is at fault, but the marriage was beheter. So the emes is similarly to the case of Nida, the case of Arusu Beisavi is exactly the same thing. Be'etzim, the marriage is one of heter. This, the man didn't do it right. He didn't do a chuppah. He was Baal of a Beisaviyah, and that's certainly an Isser she shares in. And therefore, the Shar Melech suggests that's the machlokas. The Ravid held, like the first side in the Mishle Melech, that whenever the woman is at fault, whenever the woman is also goreim the avon, that the man is in a nukumi avon, she loses her ksuba. And therefore, the Ravid held, even without this extra pasuk of Isha Prat Larusa, the woman should have relinquished her ksuba if the Rambam is right, if the Rambam is correct in considering Arusa Beisavi to be in a nukumi avon, she should have relinquished her ksuba by the fact that the woman is also goreim the Isser. She also shared on the Avera that made an Einam Nukumi Avon, whereas the Rama might have held like the second side, that the woman will only relinquish her ksuba in a case of Einam Nukumi Avon when the marriage was be'isr. But since here the marriage is beheter, it's just that he was Baal Lev Beis Aviyah, she would not have lost her ksuba on the grounds of Einam Nukumi Avon, and therefore we still needed the Makor of the Gemara of Isha Prala Rusa to tell us that because the woman is this night Lagamri from the Parsha, then she loses her ksuba completely. So to summarize this discussion here of Einam Nukumi Avon for the Isser of the Aris being born the Arusa, the base of Via. The Rambam says, because of that Isser, even though it's only the Rabbanon, that's enough of a reason for us to say the woman is not Shaisa. The Ravid asks, and the Rambam, seemingly from our Sugya, that it seems to indicate we need a different pasuk, the pasuk of Isha Prat La Arusa, to tell us that the Arusa cannot be Shaisa, and he asks him, why do we need to time him? The Kesem Mishnah said, in the Chanami, the Torah could have written to time him, and the Mishnah Melech was Doche, the Kesem Mishnah Legamri from our Sugya. The Mishnah Melech pointed out that the Isser of Arusa Bebeis Aviyah is only a Drabbanan, and therefore that would be a reason why the Torah would have to write a Pasuk, whereas the Ravid himself may have held Lashitase, that the Isser of Arusa Bebeis Aviyah is a Daraisa, and therefore his question stood. So answer also the Mahalach of the Shar HaMelech, who said that really the discussion here does not regard the question of whether the Isha could be Shaisa, but rather regards the issue of whether the woman gets her ksuba. And the Machlokas Rambam Ravid was about the tzadim of the Mishnah Melech earlier, as to whether in a case of Eino Menukumi Avon, we say the woman loses her ksuba only when she is the source of the Isser, when she was Gurim the Isser, that's how the Ravid held, and therefore we didn't need a Pasuk, or it's only when the marriage is Bisser. But if the marriage is Beheter, she will get her ksuba, and that's how the Rambam held, and therefore we need a Pasuk to say that the Arusa loses her ksuba.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.